Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
St. Leonard of Port Maurice was born in 1676. He was one of the great preachers of his century, of the 1700s especially. And when he was only two, he lost his mother. It was his father's second wife who taught him how to serve God. Even so, grace worked as well in his life. He stood out for his piety and for his filial devotion to the Blessed Virgin. When he was 12, his uncle invited him to come to Rome, where he studied at the Roman college run by the Jesuits. He began thinking about religious life. One day, he saw two Franciscans from the retreat, or their friary called a retreat, of St. Bonaventure on the Palatine Hill. He was struck by their singular modesty and decided to join their community, which had been founded by Blessed Bonaventure of Barcelona. This branch of Franciscans was dedicated especially to prayer and penance in their retreat houses. He was clothed with the habit on October 2, 1697, and professed solemn vows exactly a year later, as was then the custom. He wanted to be a missionary to go and preach to the pagans, but his mission would instead be in Italy. He was ordained to the priesthood on September 23, 1702, and immediately began teaching philosophy to his community's seminarians. However, he soon had to stop because he had tuberculosis. For the next couple of years, he was moved around from one place to another in the hope that a better climate or some treatment would help him to recover his health. But all human remedies failed. He then turned to the Blessed Virgin, promising that he would dedicate himself, body and soul, to converting people if he was healed. His prayer was granted, and he preached from 1708 to his death. For 47 years, he enjoyed good health, even though he never ate meat, fish, or eggs. He always considered himself a living ex voto of Our Lady. You know, an ex voto is one of those things that you offer to a shrine or a statue in thanksgiving for a miracle. And so he was a living testimony to the miraculous power of Our Lady. He preached 343 missions in addition to his other preaching engagements. From 1709 to 1730, he worked mainly in Tuscany, and after 1730, he worked mainly around Rome. But he also preached throughout the Papal State, in the Republic of Genoa, and in part of the Kingdom of Naples. He brought peace to Corsica, ending old feuds. The method of his missions was this. His missionaries performed penances in order to obtain the grace of conversion for the people to whom they would speak. Their first sermon was on the most holy name of Jesus, urging people to honor it and place the monogram on their homes, in their homes. In this way, he was following the example of St. Bernardine of Siena. The second sermon was about Our Lady, and the third about the souls in purgatory. After the sermon on hardness of heart, he had the Ave Maria of the obstinate sinner rung every evening. When the Ave Maria bell rang an hour after sunset, all the families were to kneel and pray three Our Fathers and three Hail Marys for the conversion of sinners resistant to the call of grace. He never left a parish without erecting the Stations of the Cross. In many cases, he also established perpetual adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. The missionaries, when their work was done, would leave in silence and without prior notice to avoid demonstrations of gratitude and honors. All this preaching, prayer, and penance was highly effective. Much of the congregation was moved to tears, repentance. There were so many confessions that not only the missionaries but also the other priests of the locality were kept very busy. Even people who were so deep in sin that it seemed impossible to convert them were totally changed by the mission. To maintain the fruit of the mission, St. Leonard would set up the Stations of the Cross before he left. He erected about 600 in his life. He did more to spread this devotion than anyone else. He explained the reason for this. He said, "The cause of all evils for us must be sought in the fact that no one thinks about the realities that should constitute an object of continuous meditation. It's no wonder if complete moral disorder follows. The first thing to be forgotten is the eschatological truths, death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Then one thinks neither of God's benefits, nor of what a painful passion Jesus Christ underwent for us. The way of the cross remedies this, leading us to meditate the passion, and this shows us the love of God and the consequences of sin. He also found time to write books of spirituality, and to write hundreds or perhaps probably well over 1,000, but hundreds of letters survive, letters of spiritual direction. His works fill 13 volumes in the 1853 to 54 edition. He wanted to spend all of his energy for the good of his neighbor. One day, late in life, he said, "The donkey, that's him, is old and can't last much longer. Nevertheless, as long as it draws breath, it keeps going. I will enjoy dying with the sword in my hand against hell." 1750 was a jubilee year. Pope Benedict XIV called St. Leonard to Rome the previous year to prepare people to receive its graces. The grace of the jubilee is above all the pardon for sins and their punishment, so that you can be so that you won't have to spend a long time in purgatory. But in order to receive those graces, you need to be repentant, fully repentant in the case of the plenary indulgence. He preached five missions and two triduums in the public churches. The Pope had him stay on for the Holy Year to confess pilgrims that year and to preach to religious communities. He erected the Stations of the Cross in the Colosseum on December 27, 1750. So that tradition that now the Pope makes the way of the cross to the Colosseum every year on Good Friday, he's the one who began that. He spent the year after the Jubilee preaching missions in the Diocese of Lucca and Bologna. After he was finished in November, he set off for Rome because the Pope had asked him to come back. And during that journey, he fell gravely ill. In Foligno, his companion wanted him to spare himself the effort of saying Mass every day. But the saint replied, "My dear brother, one Mass is worth more than all the treasures of the world." He had called it the hidden treasure in his book about the Mass. And had written, "The Mass is the sun of Christianity, the soul of faith, the center of the Catholic religion, the condensation of all that is good and beautiful in the Church of Christ. For my part," he wrote, "I am persuaded that if it were not for the Holy Mass, the world would long since have tottered from its foundations, crushed beneath the enormous weight of its many accumulated iniquities." He managed to reach, in his journey, the retreat friary of St. Bonaventure in Rome, where he had begun his religious life so many years before. He died there on November 26, 1751, having lived 75 years, 53 of which he spent in religious life. Pius VI beatified him in 1796. Blessed Pius IX canonized him in 1867, and Pius XI named him the patron of missionaries in Catholic countries in 1923. May St. Leonard obtain for us the strength to walk the way of the cross. Through pains and sorrows, it leads to eternal triumph. Praised be Jesus and Mary.